Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect strong winds and heavy rain, highs of 11, lows of 8. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 12, lows of 4. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. Thursday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. And Friday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, nurseries, schools, colleges, youth groups and community and voluntary sector organisations are being urged to apply for grant funding to host free activities for children and young people during the summer holidays. The Holiday Activity Fund aims to provide healthy food and physical activities for children and young people aged 5 to 16 who are eligible for benefits related to free school meals during school holidays. 8 organisations took part in the programme over Easter, providing a nutritious meal and healthy activities, from horse riding and theatre skills to sports coaching and soft play sessions to scores of island youngsters. With summer fast approaching, the Isle of Wight Council is urging groups to get their HAF applications in now by visiting the connect4communities.org website. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of pounds have been cut in the Isle of Wight Council's streetlight spending over the past 5 years. Figures from the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government show in 2019 and 2020, the council spent £926,000 on street lighting costs. In 2014 and 2015, however, the year after the Isle of Wight Council started the Highways PFI contract, the council spent £1.5 million, a real terms cut of 39%. The council says that there has been no reduction in the number of streetlights on the island since the start of the Highways PFI contract in 2013. Island Roads have been working to enhance or replace all of the 12,068 streetlights across the island to make the lighting brighter and require less maintenance. The lights have been replaced, according to a council spokesperson, on a like-for-like basis with energy-efficient LED lamps that reduce light pollution, more reliable and efficient. Finally, Whitelink's former flagship, St Clair, which has been operated to and from the Isle of Wight since the summer of 2001, celebrated being 20 years old this week. The car ferry was built in Poland and launched into the water for the first time at Remontowa shipyard on 26th of April 2001. St Clair entered service on the Fishbourne Portsmouth route on 20th of July 2001 and became the flagship of the fleet, only recently losing that title to Whitelink's Victoria of Wight. Up until 2004, the 86-metre-long vessel, which can carry 878 passengers and 186 cars, was the largest ferry operating across the Solent. That was until Red Funnel stretched to their Red Osprey. Whitelink St Clair is still very much in service and continues to operate to and from Fishbourne, transporting tens of thousands of passengers every year. She has a maximum speed of 13 knots or 15 miles per hour. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 24th of April 1990 was the launch date of the Hubble Space Telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope was not the first space telescope, but it was the largest and most versatile. During its lifetime, the Hubble Space Telescope has been serviced 5 times during various missions that have replaced, upgraded, and repaired the telescope's parts. The telescope has been operating for over 30 years, and there are proposals to perform more service missions to extend its lifetime. The 27th of April 1828 was when the London Zoo opened for the first time. The zoo was originally intended to be a collection of animals for scientific study, and was opened to the public in 1847. London Zoo is the world's oldest scientific zoo, having opened 192 years ago. The zoo holds a collection of 673 different species of animal and has over 19,000 individual animals. Additionally, London Zoo contains the first reptile house, insect house, public aquarium and children's zoo. The 28th of April 2001 was when engineer Dennis Tito became the first space tourist. Tito developed a method to predict risks on the stock market using calculations that were originally intended to predict the trajectory of a spacecraft. The Russian Space Agency's plan to send Tito into space was met by criticism from NASA, but the mission still went ahead. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is frisson. F-R-I-S-S-O-N. It's a noun which means a sudden strong feeling of excitement or fear, or a thrill. It can be used in the sentence, a frisson of excitement. It originated from French from the late 18th century and means a shiver or thrill. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays. Laughing always feels good, but few realise how useful it can be in improving their well-being. Laughter cannot solve anything, but it can help to heal and dissolve everything. World Laughter Day, observed on Sunday the 2nd of May, is a day where people can relieve some stress, discover a new happiness workout, and learn about what happens during this day. Is there a single thing more relaxing than a garden? There's a lot that is so much like a slice of paradise. Although being so close to life and nature, gardens make a perfect place to seek an inner connection with the world. Garden Meditation Day, observed on Monday the 3rd of May, encourages people to enjoy their gardens with some peaceful meditation. Teachers play a critical role in educating children's lives. Teacher Appreciation Day, observed on Tuesday the 4th of May, celebrates these patient, positive, hard-working, dedicated professionals. People entrust their children to the teachers, and they affect their lives on a daily basis, and they always lead them in the positive direction of success. Since the creation of the word mathematics, numbers have been beneficial. Maths is believed to be one of the hardest subjects because of its strictness in needing correct answers. World Maths Day, observed on Wednesday the 5th of May, is a chance to test your skills and get involved in celebrating maths to improve the lives of students, parents and teachers everywhere. And finally, passwords are strange and complex, and we forget them more than is ideal. They are used to secure and protect emails, and more importantly, lives. World Password Day, observed on Thursday the 6th of May, celebrates their importance and what they do to ensure people keep hold of their identity, as thieves can be anywhere, and passwords are the only line of defence. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Lizzie Green, who's a TV actress, born in 2003, she's 17. Kenny Holland, who's a pop singer, born in 1995, he's 25. And Ashley Dunn, who's a poet, born in 1990, who's 30 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, South Western Railway is disappointed to announce that, due to the challenges with the delivery of a new fleet of Class 484 trains, the reopening of the Ireland line will be delayed. Rolling stock manufacturer Viva Rail had been set to deliver all the trains to the island well before Easter, but complex software issues mean the fully refurbished trains are yet to be delivered. As soon as the trains can be delivered to the island, South Western Railway can begin the extensive process of operational testing, safety assurance, and training required to bring them into service. As a result, it is with regret that we will have to push back the reopening of the Ireland line to later this summer. Given the complexity of the challenges we face, primarily with the software on the trains, it is too early to provide a firm date. South Western Railway and Viva Rail are now conducting a full review to build a strong programme in which all parties can have confidence, and will provide further updates on that programme in due course. In the meantime, South Western Railway is committed to keeping customers on the island moving and has today pledged to double the capacity of the rail replacement bus service on the 17th of May to match the capacity of a previously expected rail timetable. Meanwhile, nine good causes have received a welcome boost thanks to White Aid's latest round of funding allocations. More than £13,000 from the grant-giving charity has been shared between the groups, which all help to support and enrich the lives of people living on the island. The groups range from sports clubs to support charities, each making a valuable contribution to improving life on the island for residents. Among the groups are Waterside Pool, receiving £3,669.14 towards a marquee and equipment to provide suitable space for training and community groups to use. Jigsaw Family Support, receiving £3,600 towards their Managing Family Separation Workshop, which includes supervised and supported child contact sessions for 15 families, and Wet Wheels Solent, receiving £3,000 towards White Maritime Adventures for 144 disabled people aboard the charity's specially built accessible powerboat catamaran. And finally, the Ocean Hotel in Sandown, which has become an eyesore in the seaside town in recent years, has been sold. Phoenix Commercial Property Development Limited has taken on the historic property, having purchased it from the joint liquidators of the collapsed Carloran Group. The company has also taken on the Auckland House Hotel in Shanklin, which was also owned by Carloran. The properties have been purchased with the investor leases in situ, and Phoenix will negotiate with those leaseholders in respect of further development and use of the properties. It's said that the new owners are keen to engage with the local community and heritage groups with an intention to clear up the site as soon as possible. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learned to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.